60 years ago today, the country witnessed what was, at the time, the deadliest commercial air traffic accident in history, and it happened over the skies of Arizona.
The Grand Canyon is a graveyard for 128 passengers and crew of two airliners which collided in a thunderstorm and crashed on peaks little more than a mile apart.
On June 30th, 1956, two flights took off from L.A., United Flight 718 and TWA Flight 2, each heading east. Annette McGivney, who wrote about this for Arizona Highways magazine, picks up the story from there.
Back then, before there were much regulations in place, it was common for the pilots to decide to change their elevation if they wanted to kind of show off the landscape to the passengers in the plane, and it was called flight seeing. And so flying over the Grand Canyon was a very common time when the commercial flights would sort of say, all right, everybody, you know, look out your windows. We're over the Grand Canyon now. And the pilots would often change their elevation to give a better view of the Grand Canyon. And then they'd kind of, after that, go back onto the established elevation they were supposed to be at. And so what happened was that the TWA flight changed its elevation to get a better look for its passengers of the Grand Canyon, and they crashed. And it was the first major commercial air disaster in the United States, in the world, actually. And it basically changed the way people viewed commercial aviation in terms of, you know, what needed to be done to make it safe.
I think it's kind of interesting to think back to that time and try to remember that flying was not like it is now, where everything is so tightly controlled. But it sounds like after this incident, things started to change at the federal level.
Yeah, flying was very different back then. It was becoming something more common for the average American. You know, they could afford a ticket on a commercial flight, but it was still considered very fancy. You know, like you got, it's not like today where you're lucky if you get peanuts.
No one flying in pajamas back then.
That's right. You dressed up. They gave you food. It was very fancy, and they liked to show off like the landscape below. But as far as the regulations for safety, it was much more loose back then. And this collision changed that.
In your article, you spoke with the relatives of some of the victims of that crash, and it seems like while they were all affected, they were somewhat affected in different ways.
Yes, and the thing is this, both these flights, it was common that businessmen would travel, and people that were not so much, you know, tourists, but it was mainly the people, passengers on these two flights were fathers. You know, they were supporting their families. So not only, you know, was it a tragedy in terms of losing a family member, but many of the people that, you know, were the children and the spouses, you know, they'd lost the breadwinner. And so they were impacted in a great way. And some families were impacted more than others, but it was, you know, it changed the whole course of their lives.
The crash site a couple of years ago was designated as a National Historic Landmark. Do we know what's down there still? Is there still debris from this crash down there?
Well, the big debris, you know, like the pieces of the plane, you know, were removed within 5 years after the crash. And then there was smaller debris that was recovered, you know, actually over a period of like 10 to 15 years. There are some very small things that, you know, are scattered in remote areas, possibly, but it has been designated a National Historic Landmark. To get to the site, you would have to be a very experienced backpacker, or if you were on a river trip, you know, might be able to get there by hiking from the river. But the National Park Service, really just out of respect for the families that lost a family member, you know, wants to discourage people from kind of scavenging the site. And that was part of why the National Historic Landmark was designated in such a remote area, was to actually give it legal protection, to keep people from, you know, trying to get items from the area that would not be respectful to the people that lost their loved ones.
Annette McGivney wrote the article about the 60th anniversary of the plane crash over the Grand Canyon for the June edition of Arizona Highways magazine.